Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. It's time to finally boycott the NFL. And I don't just mean don't go to games, don't buy tickets, or even don't watch it on TV. Don't buy their merchandise. Don't buy their jerseys, T-shirts, baseball caps. Why? Roger Goodell has now given the order from the top of the NFL that players will be allowed to wear the names of so-called victims of police brutality on their jerseys, on their helmets, in solidarity with Black Lives Matter. But it gets even worse. Now the commissioner of the NFL is mandating, according to Ian Rappaport at NFL Network, and he's apparently one of the best journalists in the sports leagues in the business. He's got great sources near Goodell's office. According to ESPN and Ian Rappaport, Goodell now says that for the opening games of the season, the first week, every game must feature the playing, I kid you not, of the Black National Anthem. The Black National Anthem, I didn't even know there was such a thing. Well, the song needs to be played prior to the Star Spangled Banner. And not only that, but Goodell is now asking the players to kneel during the playing of the Star Spangled Banner. So let me get this straight. You want to play a Black National Anthem where nobody can kneel, and then you want the players to kneel to protest the national anthem and the flag and the veterans who fought and died for that anthem and that flag. My friends, this is beyond revolting. This is beyond sick. This is now getting into out and out treason and sedition. One country, one flag, one anthem. And by encouraging now multiple anthems, what you are seeing now is the NFL not just adopting the radical leftism of Black Lives Matter, but if you want your own anthem, I'm sorry, get your own country. And if you don't like it here in the United States, there are plenty of countries around the world. Take Liberia. It was a place founded by former slaves. You can go and play the NFL there, if they even allow the NFL to be played there, and you can sing the Black National Anthem until the cows come home. My friends, this is going to lead to the disintegration, the balkanization, and the creation of multiple nations within the United States. You don't play multiple anthems. No country does that. It will lead to the Balkans. And for Goodell to even be pushing this is an insult to every single American who has fought and died for this country, and frankly, to every single American who still loves and believes in this country. And so my prediction, the NFL, by going woke, is going to go broke. I will no longer watch a game, buy a jersey, spend one red cent to subsidize these pampered, spoiled, ignorant, anti-American athletes and billionaire owners who have made millions and millions of dollars from this great country, milking it for all that it's worth while they condemn and excoriate it. This, my friends, is now getting sickening. And it's time we, the American people, said enough. Give them empty stadiums. Give them no TV ratings. Give them no revenue whatsoever. And maybe they'll finally learn their lesson. You hate America, you do so at your peril. And to you, Colin Kaepernick, I have one simple message. America, love it or leave it.